I understand your worries about the oil bill, which Parliament has just passed. And the contention was whether the management of the oil should be a shared business between those who are constitutionally allowed to administer the country or the authority which is set up by a minister to oversee the activities of the oil industry. In my view, the two should not be planned differently from what is done elsewhere in the world. In the whole of the Western world and all the countries which are producing oil, the one who decides is the minister, because he's the one who is politically accountable. And the ministers are not mad by themselves. They don't act on their own volition. A good minister, like myself, you never do things without ascertaining from your technical staff. And if at all you want, you ask them to produce alternatives for you, which are legal, which will not be able to bring up any problems. And then you can exercise within that.
The concerns that some people have is that by overturning a House of Representatives vote on how this oil should be managed and giving full powers to the Minister of Petroleum, the suggestion here is that this is an attempt for the president to control how this particular national resource will be used.
No, we are not abusing. You see, first of all, you must know, even now Obama is negotiating with the opposition regarding the bill. But the question here, the majority must be able to dictate the minority. There is a ruling government. It was mandated. It had a majority in the parliament. And when it does so, using its majority, it's not overturning. That's the normal way, democratic way of doing things. But you cannot be a minority and then try to impose your view. They elect the parliament, and who has got the majority must make laws during that period.